danielbritt.com.
Hey, Mark, you know we've got to ask you about this. This is so fresh on our minds, and it is the passing of Robin Williams. And from someone who understands more of what he did probably than anybody else I know of comedy and putting yourself out there and everybody expecting you to be funny, even when maybe you have your own stuff you're going through. You want to talk about your feelings of this news?
Yeah, I was stunned. Yeah, I was, and so saddened. When I heard about that, I was reading through my Facebook feed. You know, that's where you find everything first. I don't know that because I subscribe to a lot of those news pages or whatever they call them. I saw that and it took my breath away.
Yeah.
So that he would take it. First of all, you know, depression is an awful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hold him, you know, I think it's selfish, but also I think it's you can't help it if you're mentally ill, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, he can't be held accountable if he's mentally ill. I don't know how all that works.
Hmm.
But what we lost, I mean, the material, the movies he was going to make, he was fixing to redo Miss Doubtfire 2, I heard.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, what a loss to the world, but to his family. I mean, it's just sad, so sad. But they said this morning that he was, you know, always on, which I can't. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I get tired. I don't know how you go. You know, I can turn it on for 2 or 3 hours on stage, but after a while, my brain's tired.
You know, someone this morning said that he was the type that if he said something and you laughed, it was like an instant.
It fueled him.
It fueled him, and he would just start, and sometimes just you couldn't cut him off.
Yeah,
I mean,
they would say in these sterile studios where they're doing TV tapings, there's no studio audience. If the cameraman or the crew would start laughing, it's just like, okay.
He was on stage immediately.
That was what kept him going. Yeah.
And the directors that worked with him in movies just had to get out of the way because he would just take off.
I mean, he kind of wrote his own script. I heard this morning that he didn't even sometimes the scripts would just be wide open. They'd just leave it open to ramble. And the lady who was his co-star said that she would just wait for him to stop. She didn't have a cue in her line.
Bill Gaither did that for you for years, didn't he?
Well, I am no comparison. There's no comparison to me. Robin Williams, I mean, he is, I don't know anyone who thought as fast as he did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was mind-boggling. But
he was
along
brilliant,
with this genius came some great depression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like a lot of gifts come with curses.
That is so true. I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm just very sad about it.
You know, Daniel gave us a little piece of trivia.
What was it?
The Mork and Mindy theme song was actually recorded at Gaither Studios.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, next time you go there in Alexandria, there's a plaque on the wall downstairs, and it talks about Mork and Mindy. Yep.
Do you remember the Mork and Mindy theme song?
I wasn't alive then.
I can't think of it. Now,
they recorded it in Nashville. No, I'm kidding.
I get where you're going.